Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Inflation. The Washington Post reports in the most recent CPI, the cost paid by Americans, both with food and fuel and without, is a 40-year high. It comes down to how straightforward it is to buy groceries. Food costs are up 11.2% year over year, according to the Washington Post. This is the Scala Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scala.com. Scala, a global technology firm transforming the retail space. The facts, however, right now present a problem not only in the United States for inflation, but also what the Federal Reserve's anticipated moves next mean for our European allies and for China, a great exporter into the American market. All three continents are very much wired into what the Federal Reserve has been doing in raising rates to tame inflation. And we could say with this most recent report, inflation remains untamed. Chris, a very good evening to you. The U.S. has got 11.2% year-over-year food inflation. Everybody feels that, but let's go to Europe. Europe is facing an energy crisis with winter coming on. Inadequate resources. Some parts of Europe, for example, Germany, are looking to subsidize. I ask what your expectation with your European subsidiaries are for this winter. Is everybody tightening their belts? Are they making plans to lay off staff? What can you glimpse now, given that you do a lot of business to business, not business to customer?
Good evening, John. You're seeing a lot of the larger companies in Europe, specifically Germany, starting to turn to the government to say, bailout. How do we make it through? Whether that is Berlin, whether that is Brussels, you're seeing a raft of industries saying we can no longer operate under these very high energy costs and this great uncertainty. So either government bailout or there'll be mass layoffs within a number of sectors. And that then will have ripple effects throughout many of the major economies in Europe.
And that would go to the franchises as well and the retail stores and the parts of the businesses that contact with the consumer. So we come to now China, where the big story is the export model. China's on the eve of the 20th Party Congress, where we expect Xi Jinping to be elevated in some fashion, perhaps even to be called chairman, as no one, I'm told, has been called since Mao Zedong. The question, though, is about Chinese manufacturing. There is a downturn. Bloomberg has reported on a downturn in jobs. Do you understand from your contacts, you have business on the mainland, that people are looking for work, that they're calling up and asking if your plants need anybody on the manufacturing line?
John, unemployment in China was virtually unheard of the last 15, 20 years. Now it's a real factor. You're seeing it even in the Chinese press discussion of rising unemployment, specifically among youths. So you used to be in an environment pre-pandemic and even within the pandemic, you could leave a factory job, walk across the street to the next factory and get another job in the afternoon. Today, that's changed dramatically. You're seeing noticeable unemployment. You're seeing noticeable economic slowness in that market. And the question is whether that will translate to any form of civil disobedience or unrest.
A report from the Zero Hedge, pointing to a report in the Wall Street Journal. The Biden administration's new technology restrictions are already causing disruptions in China as U.S. semiconductor equipment suppliers are telling staff based in the country's top memory chip maker to leave. State-owned Yangtze Memory Technologies Company has seen U.S. chip semiconductor equipment companies, including KLA Corp and Lam Research, halt business activities at the facility. This includes installing new equipment to make advanced chips and overseeing highly technical chip production. What does this mean, Chris? How does this translate into the Chinese economy and to the worldwide need for chips?
John, this is a major escalation in what seems to now be close to a shooting trade war, from the standpoint that the Biden administration has said, and the Trump administration before, that China has moved from being a friendly competitor to a more aggressive competitor. And you're now seeing more and more efforts to, as the U.S. government would say, decouple from that Chinese supply chain. The Biden administration has now put out new rules that are being interpreted by some of the key American semiconductor tool manufacturers to say you cannot sell tools and you cannot materially support some of these tools within Chinese manufacturing. What makes that specifically interesting is while the Chinese can compete with us across the spectrum on many different types of chips, they cannot compete without American tools supporting those manufacturing floors. So this is a big new round or big new shot across the bow. And if it holds up, you're going to see much more significant disruption, and it may boomerang back on us with shorter constrained supplies because of what seems to be a new phase of this trade war.
My understanding then is without the U.S. companies, KLA and Lam Research are mentioned here, China cannot repair, cannot continue in its chip making. This means they can't get parts similar to, for example, we're told in Russia, in order to maintain the air fleet, they have to cannibalize the planes they already have. Is that what's going to happen in China?
So the administration started several months ago and has been policy that some of the most advanced manufacturing equipment that comes out of the U.S. and that comes out of, say, the Netherlands, the ASML equipment, the most advanced production technology was banned from China, could not be exported, could not get an export license. What they've now said is with some of the more basic technologies that go into easier production equipment, whether it be memory chip or storage or other, even those tools are now either not allowed or not to be supported by American manufacturers. So effectively what we're doing is saying we're going to turn off key points of that plant that there are no easy or quick replacements for in China, and that will just handicap that industry dramatically.
Now we come home to America. I've mentioned 11.2% year-over-year food inflation. We have various reports of gasoline hikes. Are you seeing, again, in your business-to-business contacts, you have many clients, these are franchises, retail stores, are you seeing belt tightening as the same question I asked in Europe and consideration of layoffs anytime soon?
You're seeing now the mention both in technology and in retail of large-scale layoffs. There are rumors early in this week that Intel will be making a large announcement about a very sizable layoff later this month, early next month. In retail, you're seeing inventories build. If you walk into your Costco, if you walk into your Walmart or Sam's Club, on high-ticket items such as large-format televisions, you're seeing them stacked and stacked and stacked in the aisles because consumers are not buying them. So there's a shift now on the consumer side. Because these inflation prints are so high, because the consumer is spending so much more money on food and gas, the disposable income items, whether that be apparel, whether that be retail electronics or other, are really, really slowing down. And you're starting to see large retailers like Target cancel inbound orders to say, we don't want to take any more inventory because we can't move what we have now.
The Washington Post column of reporting on the inflation indicates that inflation is now posing a challenge to the midterm elections. That is an understatement. Americans vote their pocketbook. At this point, we can't be certain whether either party is going to speak very carefully to the voting public about inflation. But Chris, no politician has to say a thing. We know what the inflation is. We're paying these rates. In our final 30 seconds, do you expect this inflation number to ebb anytime soon, or is this is the new normal? We're going to live with 11.2% food inflation.
It seems to be here for a while. And now what the Fed will have to do to try to tame it with 75 or even 100 basis point increases November, December, the remedy for this sickness is some very, very bitter medicine.
Chris Riegel, CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is the Scala Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.